AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Harris County, Texas District Attorney Devin Anderson says Deputy Darren Goforth was shot 15 times when he was ambushed and killed at a suburban Houston gas station. After a preliminary hearing for 30-year-old suspect Shannon Miles, Anderson told reporters a surveillance video at the station caught Friday night's attack.
He runs up behind Deputy Goforth and puts a gun to the back of his head and shoots.
Anderson says shell casings found at the scene matched a pistol found in Miles' home. Deputies also found a pickup truck that matches one driven from the scene by the gunman. Miles has been ordered held without bond on a capital murder charge. His next hearing will be in October. Last-minute settlement effort between lawyers for NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and New England quarterback Tom Brady have failed. Julie Walker in New York.
Federal Judge Richard Berman announced at a conference in Manhattan today that both sides tried hard to reach a deal but failed. He now says he expects to rule as early as tomorrow whether Tom Brady must serve a 4-game suspension to start the season. Last month, Roger Goodell upheld the suspension, saying Brady colluded with two Patriots ball handlers to deflate footballs before New England crushed the Indianapolis Colts in January's AFC Championship game. The NFL Players Association wants the suspension nullified. The Patriots went on to win the Super Bowl. Julie Walker, New York.
President Obama on his way to Alaska for a 3-day visit to highlight his push to increase efforts to blunt climate change. The president will deliver a speech to an international Arctic climate conference and visit a native Alaskan village above the Arctic Circle. Investors appear to be reacting today to signs the Federal Reserve is on pace to raise interest rates next month. Stocks were lower in early trading. Oil prices fell. Right now, the Dow is down 44 points. The Nasdaq is off 15. This is AP Radio News. A 13-year study has found that a racial gap in kidney transplants appears to have closed. AP medical writer Lindsay Tanner checks the numbers.
Researchers found in this study that the rate among blacks climbed from about 93 per 1,000 patients in 1998 to about 128 per 1,000 patients in 2010, and it remained there in 2011, and that was the same rate as in whites. So while whites used to far surpass blacks in kidney transplants, that disparity seems to have closed.
The study is in today's edition of the Journal of the American Medical Association's Internal Medicine. A judge has ejected a white supremacist from a Kansas courtroom after the man objected to jury instructions in his murder trial. Frazier Miller, who is acting as his own attorney, told the judge he doesn't respect the process. Miller admits he fatally shot three people at two sites in Kansas City in April of last year. I'm Tim McGuire.